And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes. Take that deep, healing breath, breathing into that sacred, infinite presence. Hold it for a few seconds, feeling spirit moving gently through you now. And as you breathe out, just let go of physical tension anywhere in your body. Feel your body relax, your mind clear, and your heart open to the truth of your being. And as you continue to breathe, just release any fear, any regret, any barrier, self-constructed barrier that might be blocking your good. In this sacred moment, I invite you to leave the world as it is and go inside to find your God. Inside there is peace. Inside there is joy. Inside there is always more than enough. Inside, know the truth of your being. You were created in the image and likeness of God, a beloved child of the Most High. You are one with the One. The great lesson of our way-shower Jesus and the keynote of the great demonstration of his resurrection is that you are divine. No matter what you have thought of yourself, no matter what you have done or left undone in your life, no matter how limited you may think you are divine. There is that within you greater than any human weakness, stronger than your human fears. Jesus the Christ told us, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." And we know that kingdom is not some future faraway place. That kingdom of heaven, as Jesus told us so many times, is within. It is the place of high spiritual consciousness within our souls. And the more open we become to our divine nature, the more we live in that state of harmony known as heaven. Charles Fillmore described heaven as the highest place you can be in spirit. And we open to that now. We know that we live in that harmony always. Because the truth is, each one of us is endowed with unique spiritual gifts, gifts that we can use for the greater good and to glorify God. So I invite you in this sacred moment, in the stillness, to contemplate your own unique gifts, those you have already discovered and employed, and those you have yet to uncover. For a few minutes in the silence, ask Spirit to reveal to you, through you, what special gifts you have and how you can use them to serve. Be your own observer in this time. Ask for the wisdom to scan your own dreams, your own situations, your own passions. Ask yourself, what burdens me? What gives me energy and peace and joy? When am I in the flow? And allow your spiritual gifts to be revealed to you right here, right now, in the silence. Know that as you have revealed your intention to allow your spiritual gifts to develop, more will be revealed to you. And notice that also you will receive the guidance about how to employ them. If your gift is serving others, you will find the strength and insight to serve them well. If your gift is to encourage others, you will be shown a myriad of ways to encourage and support. If God is calling you to leadership, take that responsibility joyfully. If God is calling you to prayer, consider joining the prayer chaplains or call Silent Unity on a more regular basis. If you have the gift of love and kindness, employ it gladly and unconditionally. And if you have a dream, don't allow that dream to be deferred. Follow it and know that rich and joyful life experiences will result. And so, dear God, sweet spirit, divine mind, our hearts are full of awe and gratitude for the opportunity to discover and develop our spiritual gifts. We are open, we are receptive, we are ready. And so, in the name and through the power of our indwelling Christ, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We claim this, knowing it is so, and we say, amen and amen. And we will now end this time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.